Well, hello everyone, it's Paul Hopkins here. Oh yes, Audio Mo 2017 is upon us, and this is day one. I have no idea what the themes are, what we're going to be doing, but I will think of something. Stay with me.
You think the world will melt if you whistle. There's a certain spring in your stride. You face the future like a heat-seeking missile. You got yourself a smile a mile away.
So I thought I'd have a little chat then about what I'm going to do for some of Audio Mo. So I'm going to hashtag Audio Mo and hope that that's the one. Otherwise, I'll do hashtag Audio Mo 17 or something. But anyway, we'll go with the simplest, I think. That was 10cc. That was ABC. Originally, you know, The Look of Love, the album Lexicon of Love. Some really good 1980s, early mid 80s songs coming off of that, and it's Martin Fry, isn't it? And this is an album that he did about a year ago. It's absolutely brilliant. What a great voice he still has. A lot of the voices get a bit lost and then they have to refine. They all end up singing jazz classics or something, don't they? Anyway, this is as I said, the oh, what's it called? No, it's not called Lexicon of Love 2, is it? Is it Look of Love 2 or something? Anyway, I thought it'd be a nice way to start things off, because it's all happy and jolly and viva love, viva love. So when this finishes, which is in a few seconds time, like that, nearly. We'll talk about what I'm going to do. So I'm going to come up with loads of songs. I've been buying stuff, I suppose, definitely over the year since last Audio Moo. And I've not done loads of Audio Boom, so I'm quite enthusiastic at the moment. I'm hoping that I'm going to be able to keep it up. But for me, Audio Moo, it is all about the music, isn't it? And I have all sorts of ideas. Yeah. One of them is that I am making an album, and I was meant to release it in May this year, so May the 15th. For reasons I won't go into too much here, I didn't, especially without Claire being here with me right this second. But obviously we've had some health issues for Claire, and so it's just meant that, you know, things have been a bit delayed. You know, she's the priority, but I've always wanted to do my own album, and it's going to be an instrumental album. And what I will do is discuss the album as I go along with this month's Audio Mo, and hopefully get to the point where I have enough tracks to release it. I've already set up with DistroKid, and Andre Louis recommended them. There's a fair few out there, but it's and someone called Scott Chesworth as well, I don't think he's on Audio Boom, but he recommended them. So good. Two recommendations there is always good. And I'm with DistroKid, and I can distribute my album apparently on Spotify and iTunes and other streaming services, which is really quite exciting. And of course, I'll be playing some of the album tracks that I've got already. obviously, to some extent, they're watermarked, as in they're overcompressed and things like that a bit, so that because I want people to buy them ideally, or at least stream them when they're ready. But definitely would want to talk about that as we go along. The other thing is that I'm and I have a Facebook page called Ear Suite. If you want to go to Ear Suite, you can do that. Ear Suite, as in sweet to the ear. Yeah, simple. Go there, Facebook, search it, find it, and you'll see a page there where I will also be talking about my album. The other thing I'm doing is getting back into piano tuning, and so I might share some piano tuning results, because I'm just at the stage where getting my hand back in, and I never was fully out of the piano tuning trade, but definitely want to get back into it with a view to it bringing about the life that I want for the future, really. So I never thought I'd go back into it, but I am doing so. And obviously still working full time at the moment, but piano tuning is possibly going to be a good way forward, as I said, to realise my ambitions in terms of this chapter of my life. So it's all quite hopeful, really, in many respects. So what basically I'll be doing is, as I tune people's pianos, and especially if they're musicians and they can play and stuff like that, then I'll share maybe some of what they played, because again, that's all part of what I'm doing anyway. So for example, I have a tuning, I think, next Tuesday or Wednesday, so may do a recording from there, because it'll be music, and goodness, it's a good friend, an old friend, who'll be doing the piano tuning for. So lots to come. What should we do next then? I mean, I won't make this too long, but I'm thinking I would like another song. Yeah, this one. I would like another song, do another song, do that. Then I'm going to play a bit from my album, and then that'll be it for today. Audio Mo 2017 recording with Stereo Mic, the Shure MV88, just plugged straight into my iPhone so you can hear the birdies. Like that. Anyway, listen to this. This is really cool. It's Alison Moss and some others. I shall go and have a look and tell you who they are. But some pretty rich harmonies and a decent cover of a song that's well known. Listen to this.
Now here you go again, you say you want your freedom. Well, who am I to keep you down? It's only right that you should play the way you feel it, but listen carefully to the sound of your loneliness, like a heartbeat drives you mad in the stillness of remembering what you had and what you lost and what you had and what you lost. Well, thunder only happens when it's raining. Players only love you when they're playing. Say women, they will come and they will go. When the rain washes you clean, you'll know. Crystal visions, I keep my visions to myself. It's only me who wants to wrap around your dreams. And have you any dreams you'd like to sell? Dreams of loneliness, like a heartbeat drives you mad. In the stillness of remembering what you had and what you lost, and what you had and what you lost. Well, thunder only happens when it's raining. Players only love you when they're playing. Say women, they will come.
Awesome. How cool was that? That's Dreams, originally by Fleetwood Mac, wasn't it? That was Ali Moss. And then with girls, Bess and Hannah. And so it's Ali, Bess, Hannah. Ali, Bess and Hannah. And you can get that album from iTunes. And I would. It's covers, I think. Lots of covers. But really, really lovely. I love power harmonies like that. And to me, you know, there were lots of power ballads, power songs that women would sort of point at in terms of ones that are really strong and kind of celebrate women and, you know, talent and all the rest of it. But I think that was good. I enjoyed that. I love harmonies. I'm absolutely sucker for block harmonies. So this album, I mean, there's so much to share. There really is. It's been a good year for music, I think, for me and music that I've been purchasing. So the album, let me just tell you a bit about the album, and then that's my toe cracking. The album, I haven't come up with a name yet. I need to design a cover of some sort, maybe even a little book. Maybe someone could advise me, because I don't know with iTunes whether you can, you know, whether you can do like an album, like a digital download book, whether it's worth it, don't know. But the story is that it's something I've always wanted to do. It's something that is to some extent representative of my faith, but as a Christian, but I wanted it to be accessible to anybody really of any faith, belief or non-belief or whatever. So the music will just guide people to a place that's right for them. I think ultimately, yes, there's a bit of me that would think, oh, you know, it'd be really good if people found the faith that I found through this music. But it's not necessarily going to happen like that for everybody or anybody. I don't know. But it's my for me, it's music has always became very important in terms of my faith. You know, I led worship for a long time at church and stuff. And I think the album has grown out of that, really, where when I used to lead worship, it was all about times where you would wait on God and things, or this congregation would, and then I would just play music in the background. So I became very good at, I would say, at sort of just accompanying atmosphere, I suppose. And hopefully not trying to overcreate it, because I didn't really feel that was my job to do. But what I do get, I think, from that, or have gained, is just the ability to... So when I sit down at a keyboard, I just start with a track. You know, I start with an idea in my head, and I don't. It's not overly written. A lot of this album is just a flow, and it becomes a fully-fledged piece of music, really from an idea, a seed, if you will. So anyway, I'm going to let you have a listen to this. I'm not going to obviously share loads and loads of the album, but it is going to be peppered, the audio mode for me, with my album. So, and I would love to hear your comments and thoughts. you can do that, of course, by going on to the Audio Boom site and doing it that way, which I think is possibly convoluted. So other than that, you can tweet at VI Podcasting. That's at VIPODCASTING. And wherever you're hearing this, and do come and comment if you wish. So he says he's just trying to find my album. Here it is. This is done on a Tyros 5, which is the keyboard of choice, which Claire and I have, and it's very, very lovely too. And here is a song then from the album called Skimming Pebbles, and I will speak to you all tomorrow. Bye bye for now.